Merhaba from Keswick Village. This is the Rorschach Turkey update from the 14th of October, 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Turkey. On Tuesday the 7th, Turkish officials discussed a $100 million settlement proposal to resolve the long-running U.S. legal case against Halkan Bank, the state-owned lender accused of helping Iran evade American sanctions between 2012 and 2016. U.S. prosecutors alleged that the bank used front companies and falsified transactions to have billions of dollars of Iranian oil revenue through the international system despite sanctions. The case has strained U.S.-Turkey's relations for years. After the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the trial to proceed earlier this year, the government began looking for a diplomatic solution. The proposed settlement would let Halkan Bank avoid admitting guilt while paying a large fine, which Turkish officials see as a way to protect the country's financial sector and calm relations with the U.S. Next up, Turkey's gas shift threatens Russia and Iran's last big European market. On Wednesday the 8th, Reuters reported that by 2028, at least half of Turkey's natural gas needs will come from domestic production or U.S. LNG imports. This marks a clear break from reliance on Russian and Iranian pipelines. The government has already committed over $43 billion in LNG agreements and is rapidly expanding import terminals and storage capacity. Officials argue the strategy strengthens energy security, reduces geopolitical vulnerability, and positions Turkey as a regional gas transshipment hub. Critics, however, caution that while Turkey is shaking off Russia's grip, it risks swapping one dependency for another, now on the United States, raising questions about long-term energy independence and diplomatic leverage. Since we're on international affairs, on Monday the 13th, a tense diplomatic moment unfolded as President Erdogan's plane circled above Egypt before the Sharm el-Sheikh peace summit. Journalists on board said the plane approached the runway and pulled away after reports emerged that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu might attend. According to The Guardian, Erdogan called Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi mid-flight and warned that if Netanyahu joined, Turkey would withdraw from the meeting. Shortly after, Egypt confirmed Netanyahu's invitation, but within 40 minutes, Israel announced that he would not attend due to Jewish holiday Simchat Torah. Analysts noted that any photo of Erdogan meeting with Netanyahu would have caused political uproar in Turkey and complicated Ankara's potential role in a planned Gaza stabilization mission. On a related note, on Sunday the 12th, President Erdogan sharply criticized Israel for failing to fully adhere to the Gaza ceasefire and warned of consequences for any violations. He insisted on strong international oversight, the protection of aid corridors, and accountability. He reaffirmed Turkey's role as mediator to Qatar and Egypt, while also pushing for monitoring mechanism to enforce compliance. Erdogan's stance appeals to Turkish public opinion invested in Gaza's humanitarian plight. Also on Sunday the 12th, Mustafa Devrişoğlu, the leader of the nationalist Good Party, and Ümit Özdağ, the leader of Victory Party, another nationalist party, appeared together at the Nationalist Congress Association's annual gathering. Their speeches hinted at a potential nationalist alliance, reviving speculation about cooperation between the two right-leaning parties ahead of the next elections. Criticizing the alliance between the ruling Justice and Development Party, the Nationalist Movement Party, and the pro-Kurdish People's Equality and Democracy Party, they predict heavy losses in the elections for the government bloc. Meanwhile, on Thursday the 9th, Turkey finalized a loan worth over $1 billion to build a 120-kilometer highway, about 75 miles, connecting the central cities of Ankara, Cilicia, through Kırıkkale. Major Turkish banks are funding most of it, with the rest coming from investors' own equity. Officials say the highway will cut travel times, improve trade, and make it easier for smaller towns to connect with bigger cities. The project is also part of a bigger plan to boost development in central Anatolia and spread economic growth beyond Turkey's coasts and big urban centers. On the same day, the country also secured $2 billion in loans to build a southern motorway linking the southern cities in Antalya and Alanya. The road winds through the rugged Taurus Mountains. The 76-mile route will cut travel time from 2.5 hours to 36 minutes. International lenders, including the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, the Islamic Development Bank, the Silk Road Fund, and some Turkish banks provided the funding. Officials say the motorway will boost tourism, reduce congestion, and strengthen Turkey's highway network along the Mediterranean coast, opening new economic opportunities for the region. On Friday the 10th, Turkey and Iraq finalized a draft water-sharing agreement to better manage the Tigris and Euphrates rivers in the face of worsening drought. The pact would create a joint management body, set minimum flow targets, and rehabilitate downstream irrigation systems. Iraq has long said that Turkey's upstream dams limit water flow, harming farmers and ecosystems. The government sees the deal as a way to ease regional tensions and reduce environmental stress. With climate models predicting more frequent dry spells, both nations appear eager to turn competition into cooperation over scarce water resources. On a related note, on Saturday the 11th, water cuts expanded across multiple cities as the country grapples with its worst drought in 50 years. In the northwestern city of Bursa, authorities limited supply to 12 hours per day. In Ankara, in the central region, and Izmir, in the west, intermittent outages and low reservoir levels have become part of everyday life. Environmental agencies say rainfall has fallen nearly 40% below average in many regions. Experts warn that if trends continue, cities like Adana and Istanbul could face day zero scenarios by 2030. Local governments are urging conservation, but long-term security will demand national investment in infrastructure, efficiency, and adaptive water policies. On Sunday the 12th, Turkey's Constitutional Court annulled a rule that allowed municipalities to charge property owners upfront technical infrastructure fees in undeveloped areas. Previously, buyers could pay 25% of the fee immediately and then the rest within 6 months while waiting for roads, water, and sewage services to be installed. The court ruled that the law gave municipalities too much discretion to set these fees without clear criteria, violating property rights. The decision means local governments can no longer demand such payments under the label of technical infrastructure fees from owners seeking building permits in areas near development plans. The annulment will take effect in 9 months. This week, the parliament is debating a traffic fines bill that officials say aims to reduce accidents, but critics view as a move to close the budget gap. The proposal would sharply increase penalties, some fines rising more than tenfold. Under the draft, starting from the 31st of December, the top fine for speeding will reach 30,000 liras, around $900. Just a day later, it will climb to 37,500 liras, over $1,100, after an automatic 25% adjustment takes effect on the 1st of January 2026. The bill also removes the current 10% tolerance limit for speeding violations. If passed, the new law would mark one of Turkey's steepest traffic fine hikes in decades. And to finish off this edition, on Monday the 13th, the Transport and Infrastructure Minister announced the official timeline for Turkey's long-awaited 5G rollout, calling it, quote, the start of a new era in communication, end quote. The 5G spectrum auction will take place on Thursday the 16th, with full nationwide service expected to begin on the 1st of April 2026. The minister said that the new network will power faster, more stable connections and transform sectors like industry, healthcare, transport, and education. It will also enable technologies such as autonomous vehicles, remote surgery, and smart cities through ultra-low latency and network slicing, allowing multiple virtual networks on the same infrastructure. The minister emphasized that Turkey will prioritize domestic production and innovation in building its 5G ecosystem, aiming for technological independence in the digital age. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Did you know that the updates are only a small part of what Rorschach does? Check out our initiatives at rorschach.com/initiatives. Hoşça kalın.